We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Wisconsin, Tommy. Wisconsin's open. Uh-oh. If you didn't know if Leipold was going to be interested in Nebraska, which he of course was, he's going to be interested in Wisconsin. The history at Wisconsin, Whitewater, obviously. Paul Christ fired yesterday. Ooh, boy, this is getting interesting, and it's getting hairy, Tommy. And Wisconsin's probably a school more inclined, even than Nebraska, to just kind of wait until the end of the season. This is I think Kansas will have the appropriate amount of time to try and get the deal done, but this one's worse than Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, it is. The more that Kansas continues to win, the more that Leipold continues to grow his profile nationally. This is the sort of thing that is to be expected. You've got like two jobs here that I don't know. I mean, I've not talked to Lance Leipold, but I would venture to guess that both Nebraska and Wisconsin would be dream jobs for him. His history at both locations, he was a grad assistant at Wisconsin in the early 90s. And that's even apart from everything that he did at Wisconsin Whitewater for a number of years and turned them into a juggernaut. And then he was at Nebraska for a handful of years. His wife is from Nebraska. So he's got connections to both universities, make no mistake about it. And the thing about Wisconsin is that it is significantly less of a dumpster fire than what Nebraska currently is. It is significantly less of an overhaul than Nebraska is. It is significantly less of a rebuild than Nebraska is. And so for those reasons, yeah, I think that every Kansas fan should at least recognize that that one of the byproducts of this success that we've seen from the Jayhawks is the fact that you've got some big name schools that are going to be coming after your head coach. And both of these openings, Leipold has connections to.
Man, they got to just get it done, right? I mean, it's that simple now. You just got to back up the truck and get the long-term big deal done. And is it really that crazy at this point to do that? If you believe that he's going to get you a stadium built, if you believe that this current version and era of KU football will get you a new stadium built, and that new stadium, who knows what sorts of possibilities that might open up for the university? Well, everybody just put your fingers in your ears. But what if that helped you get over to the Big Ten, right? Like, what if this success could get you into that sort of TV revenue, which we know is on the table in that league? I think they got to just, you got to go super aggressive here and make it happen. Is there any risk in this is, you know, lightning in a bottle and could fade? Of course there is. Of course there's risk in that. But being bold has got to be the play here. I don't know what else to do. I do think that either of those jobs are more after the season kind of jobs if Lance Leipold's involved in the conversation. But they're very real. And the more that Kansas does now, the more that those schools can have conversations with Lance Leipold's agent to be like, dude, we'll pay you $10 million a year. You know what I mean? Like, so there's a lot of risk in waiting. There's a lot of reward in moving fast. I kind of think it, like, if you can go get it, if you think it's going to build a stadium and you think you're close to that, which they wouldn't have hired Les Miles if they didn't think they were, I think you got to get bold and get quick here, or the longer this sits, the more success they have, the easier it's going to be for either Nebraska or Wisconsin to pay a boatload of money to pry him away.
I can tell you right now that athletic director Travis Goff has deployed everybody that he can possibly deploy in his staff to make phone calls to all of the big money donors. He's working the phones right now too, trying to get this done. I mean, you gotta get it done now. And you mentioned, like, is there a risk that this is lightning in a bottle? Sure, there's a risk, but I don't think it's a high one because of what we talked about in the last segment. The fact that Kansas won a gritty game, and a game that in years past they absolutely would have lost. That's a culture thing. That's not just a talent thing. That's a culture thing, a program thing that Lance Leipold is known for and that he builds and that he will continue to implement at whatever school he's at. And so, yeah, I think there might be a risk that, you know, there's always a risk, but I don't think it's that large of one to where you hold off and you say, well, let's wait and see how the rest of the season goes. You got to get it done now. You've got to ride the wave of that momentum with the new stadium deal and all of this stuff, the realignment. I mean, this is crucial right now for Kansas to get this right, on top of the fact that the fan base, the donor base, they're weary. They're weary of another coaching search. You've got to lock up Lance Leipold right now. Bruce Feldman, we've referenced him a few different times from Fox Sports. I don't know what kind of relationship he has with Lance Leipold or Leipold's agent, but he tweeted about Paul Christ being let go at Wisconsin last night. And he mentioned, and this, it was a thread of tweets. So I'm just going to read the last one right now. So Jim Leonard is the interim coach at Wisconsin. He could very well end up being the permanent head coach when the season is done. But this is the final tweet from Bruce Feldman in this thread from last night. He goes, if you're a Nebraska fan, you might want to root for Jim Leonard to win almost all of those seven games so the Badgers don't try and hire Wisconsin native Lance Leipold before the Huskers could. So that wording is interesting to me because the way that that reads to me is that Leipold's going to go to Nebraska or Wisconsin. I don't know that. Again, I don't know what kind of relationship Feldman has with Leipold, but that wording was odd to me.
It goes Leipold's way too. Like, he's got to be willing to accept a big deal if Kansas can get it on the table, yeah. Right? Again, I've said this from the beginning. I know Leipold doesn't want to talk about all this, but he could easily end these conversations if he wanted to by saying, I'm absolutely not interested in those jobs, because he seems like a man of his word, right? Like, we'd believe him if he just came out and said, I don't want those jobs. I'm staying at Kansas. I will not take those jobs. He's not saying that, right? Like, we know he's interested, or he would say that. And he should be interested until he gets a new deal, because they'll, you know, triple his pay, and right, they're great in history. You know, the difference in Wisconsin and Nebraska right now to me is a, you know, a gap the size of the Grand Canyon. Wisconsin's a great job. I don't know if it's a top 10 job in the country, but it's probably a top 15 job in the country.
Great job. It's a great job.
So, it goes both ways. Leipold has to want to stay, and they've got to be able to do what they can do to get him to stay. If he doesn't, which is a very real possibility that I think we all just sort of need to get our heads around, right? By the way, Iowa's struggling too, K-State fans, so we're not immune to this either on that side of the situation with Chris Klieman. But if that happens, because if it happened to Klieman, I think K-State fans would be like, okay, just promote Colin Klein. Easy solution, right? And I think Colin Klein has shown enough in the recruiting world and the coaching world now that you'd feel fine about that. Do you feel fine about that with Kotelnicki at this point after seeing the Iowa State game? I don't know anything about Kotelnicki. I didn't know who he was before probably week two of this college football season. So I don't know. But is the replacement there? He's the guy we'd all look at, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. And the other thing is, like, a lot of these players for KU that are really good are Les Miles guys too. So I don't think it's the same situation in Manhattan and Lawrence. I do think there is more to prove out of the KU staff than there is the K-State staff. K Can you just hand the reins to Kotel Nicki if this thing goes sideways and Leipold leaves? I don't know the answer to that now.
I think you have to. I think that is the number one place that you look at if Leipold leaves Kansas, because for one word and one word only, stability. You have to have stability in your program, and having another nationwide coaching search is not what the Jayhawks need right now. So that's what I would do if Leipold were to leave. But regardless of the situation, Travis Goff, I mean, rest assured, the Jayhawks are going to offer Lance Leipold a new contract. And hopefully it's a new contract to where he will retire a Jayhawk. That's what Kansas fans should want. It's just going to be a matter of whether or not Leipold will accept it or if he'll look elsewhere.
Yeah, he's got to take the offer, too. Like, we all just assume if they put an offer on the table that he'd take it. I think that was the case for the Nebraska job. I really do. I don't know that that's the case for the Wisconsin job. Like, this... Look, we're assuming things, and you know the old saying about assuming. But I got to assume that is his dream job. Like, Wisconsin is number one of one, right? So, here we go. Just keep winning games. These problems will solve themselves one way or the other. KU fans, enjoy it. You got College Game Day next week. Here we go. Let's go to K-State. Let's go to Manhattan. Talk the Cats, because they're I don't know if I want to say quietly, but I think it's relatively quiet because of what's happening and all the attention going to Lawrence and their turnaround. I feel great about K-State's chances to win the Big 12. Let's talk about that next as we'll break down the Cats' big win over the weekend against Texas Tech. It's all coming up for you on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.